Legacy approach is not preferred these days. It's better to use the data layer approach. A data layer is a 1D array of handling things. It's a JavaScript dictionary with key value pairs. This can be used by any analytics tool, and the creation of this it's our responsibility as analysts and developers for analytics. The structure of the data layer should remain same for all pages. For certain pages where the certain keys don't exist, just keep the value as empty, but don't change the structure for the data layer. When it comes to context data, in mobile-specific solutions, we cannot use props and EVARs directly. The reason for this is the mobile SDK file for Adobe Analytics is not compatible with the EVARs and props assignment. So the syntax for context data is s.contextdata, and we write the key one within double quotes enclosed in square brackets is equal to value one in double quotes. The question could be, can we use context data in web solution as well, where we are following the legacy way of implementation? The answer for this is yes. For example, for an article, we can use s.contextdata square bracket published date is equal to value 2, for example. Whenever we receive the context data, we need to create a processing rule to assign the respective value to props and EVARs. Context data processing happens in the processing rules, and the data layer manipulation happens in the TMS. In data layer, we can assign a product variable, and it can be assigned in the TMS. In context data, we cannot assign a product syntax. When it comes to context data, you cannot pass product syntax type of information. You cannot create a processing rule for product variable, but you can create processing rules for props, EVARs, and events. So whenever we define the processing rule, we can say, processing rule, if this data is present, assign the value to props or EVARs, whatever it is, as the part of processing rule. So we take the value that we get in the context variables, and then we pass it through the respective props and EVARs using. Product variable for mobile implementation is a little different. So here we need to use the cData method, which will be discussed in the notes somewhere. In the web implementation, we have s.t and s.tl. The corresponding functions for mobile SDK are trackState and trackAction. These functions are slightly different in iOS and Android. For trackAction to trigger, there needs to be a page load. That is, for trackAction to work, we need to have a trackState in the page. When we have a requirement to capture the product detail, we cannot have infinite number of variables in any tool, right? It does not make sense to keep adding a lot of variables. The purpose of having a prop or a EVAR is you define a particular key, which is a unique parameter through which the reporting can be streamlined. This key can contain multiple values depending on the scenario. Combination of a key and a value is called a data layer. There are two kinds of properties which we can create in Adobe Launch. One is for web and one is for mobile. When it comes to mobile, we will be using the Launch SDK, which we will be downloading from the system. If the business is across multiple countries, it's recommended to have different properties for different countries. When it comes to Adobe Launch, first we create a new property under Adobe Launch. Name and domains are mentioned, and under the advanced options, we select run rule components in sequence option and click save. Under the extension button, we can add tags to our launch property. The first extension which we need to add is the Experience Cloud ID service, which is the visitor API. First thing to add is the mCorg ID. By default, it's the organization name. in the end, we need to add tracking server secure, marketing cloud server, and marketing cloud server secure, and cookie domain. The second extension we add is Adobe Target. 81.x uses Mbox, and 82.x uses delivery. We do not need to add anything or modify any information when it comes to Adobe Target. Just install the extension and click Save on top right. The third extension is Adobe Analytics extension. In this, we pass the report suite IDs for development, staging, and production environments in their respective fields. Then there is option for activity map, which will be deactivated by many banking clients. If the div IDs and div classes and div descriptions are properly defined on the website, we don't really need to explicitly call any custom link tracking if the activity map is selected. By default, with the help of activity map feature, Adobe can identify which div has been clicked. Activity map does not capture exit links and download links. It just captures the custom links. This feature is rarely used, as the developer needs to be very careful and define everything. So activity map is not something that we need to worry about. In the general section of the extension settings, we add the tracking server and tracking server secure. In the global variable section of the extension settings, we add all the variables which remain static in the entire site, like currency code, country code, language, etc. So this static things happen in the global variable section, right? Then in the link track section, we add download extensions for the download files on the site. In the outbound link section, we will add all the internal links under never track box so that those links won't be counted towards exit links. In the cookie section, we pass the visitor ID, visitor namespace, domain periods, which is 2 by default, if nothing is mentioned. Then there is a cookie lifetime, which is 2 years by default. Finally, we can add a custom code in the configure tracker using custom code section of the extension settings. This works similar to the do plugin section of the base code. In the audience manager section, we can enable automatic sharing of analytics data to AAM, which is the server-side forwarding. The audience manager subdomain will be provided by the account manager. Then, common analytics plugins is the extension we add to use the libraries like util and any other commonly used analytics JavaScript libraries like time parting. In the data elements section, we can map the information inside the data layer to the variables which we set with a convenient name inside the data element settings. The types of data elements present in launch are JavaScript, cookie, query string, and constant value. So these are kind of important, right? So we need to remember the types of data elements which are present in launch. So once again, let's see those, like JavaScript, cookie, query string, and constant value, right? After setting these data elements, we can now add rules like how Adobe Beacon gets sent. Steps like set variables, send beacon, and clear variables can be added as a rule. For Adobe Target, the rule can be added with the if with the core page drop event, right? So within the if section, we can use the core page drop event, and the sequence of actions that we need to follow for Adobe Target include load target, add parameters to global mbox, and fire global mbox. We cannot clear the data layer. We can just clear the variables inside Adobe.